What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
With nearly 100 buses a day driving along the Wild Atlantic Way, there's no doubt it has been a huge tourist success story for many, many areas. But is that coming at a cost to local farmers? Well, one Clare farmer thinks so. Pat Sweeney is with me on the line today. Pat, will you just explain the situation?
I'm chairman of the Doolin IFA here. And I suppose for a couple of years we've been dealing with this. Well, it reached a peak here in 2019. They recorded 1.6 million visitors to the Clistamore Centre. And I know the numbers haven't gone back up since the COVID, but I would imagine that that the numbers will creep back up again. And I know it's a big, it's the biggest employer probably in North Clare here, for sure. But as you said there, there's over 100 buses passing my road here every day. I'm about 2 kilometres from the Clistamore Centre here on the Doolin side here, and I'm very concerned that the road structure is not able to cater for that volume of traffic that's coming. And we're only counting buses here. There's no talk of camper vans, there's no talk of cars here, and all the heavy volume of traffic that's coming from the Clistamore Centre heading down into Doolin, heading from North Clare here on the Wild Atlantic Way. As I said, if you're going to promote the Wild Atlantic Way, and you got to put the funding into it, and I'd be calling to Fáilte Ireland to please put funding into the road structure that is around the Clistamore. And, you know, Fáilte Ireland, when they go abroad to advertise Ireland all over the world, they use the Clistamore as a tool to advertise Ireland and bring the visitors into Ireland here. And I and Clare County Council and Fáilte Ireland to come together and please try and put major funding into the road structure from the scanner to the Clistamore Centre, okay, and from the Clistamore Centre back to Doolin.
So, Pat, in the first instance, there's traffic. I presume that's huge traffic, I presume, in backlogs with the buses and motorhomes and cars and all going to the Clistamore. That's posing problems in the first instance, I suppose, for farmers. And your second point is that you feel that the road structure isn't capable of, I suppose, holding or withstanding the level of traffic that's on it. Have I got this right?
Most places on that road, two buses can pass out. There's only places where walls have been pulled in where local people have got plan permission. Going back through the years, they've pulled in their walls to do what they're planning. That's where the buses are, including my own house here, that's where the buses are passing out. On that road from Doolin to the cliffs, there's very few places where buses can actually pass out. There was actually a serious accident there about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago now, where a foreign bus came. He didn't know where the passing out locations were, and the two buses met. And that bus was very lucky that it didn't capsize into one of the farmers' fields there, just over the road from me.
So the roads just aren't wide enough to be able to hold...
They're not. Look at those buses coming down from Dublin there.
Yeah. I know the area. I've been in there already a few times. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. The roads are quite narrow.
They're coming down from Dublin there. They're triple axle buses. CIE came out there last week with an idea of bringing the 350 bus from Galway as a double decker for the 350 route from Galway into Doolin, into the Clistamore, and down to the scanner, into the Hinch, into Blake's Corner, which is a black spot for traffic here and unintended. That's what Bus Éireann is trying to do now, bringing in double decker buses on these roads. I think it's just ridiculous.
And has this issue been raised with the council or with the Fáilte Ireland previously, Pat?
As regards the IFA here, we've been raising this issue for the last 10 and 15 years. But as there's no one listening, the councils aren't listening. But the thing is, you know why? because they don't live here. I really think that you have to live in this area here to see what the traffic, what impact of the traffic has in our local area here.
Now, look, I know it's a tourist amenity and people are going to be listening to this and they're going to say no one person or no one group of people, whether that be farmers or those in the council, own the Cliffs of Moher. It's a shared amenity for everybody. But what is your concern?
Well, my concern is that the volume of visitors that come to the Cliffs of Moher that create a lot of local, employment in the area. I understand that, and gives a lot of people their jobs, and families here make a good living from the Cliffs of Moher Centre here, and the whole area in general, as regards the pubs, the restaurants, and everything else. Surely there should be some bit of funding from the Cliffs of Moher Centre area that goes back into the local area, into the road structure, like the visitors have to get here. Surely to God, Clare County Council cannot see that the road structure is not capable of bringing those visitors back to the Cliffs of Moher Centre. Like, you needn't be a road engineer to figure that one out.
So do you want the number of buses or the number of tourists that are visiting the centre, do you want that limited or curtailed?
I don't mind the number of buses and that's coming into the centre. I don't mind that. In fairness to the Cliffs of Moher, they're regulated in a good way. They have slots allowed for the buses to come in before 11 o'clock and kind of spread out the buses coming to the visitor centre. There's nothing wrong with that. What we need here as farmers here, our local people living in the area, we need a serious investment in the road structure that's able to cater for the traffic that's coming in and going out from the Cliffs of Moher Centre.
And in the meantime, before that happens, should the number of tourists be curtailed?
I don't think so.
No.
We are living here in the west of Ireland. Tourism is a massive importance here. The west of Ireland here, agriculture and tourism are our two biggest industries here in this area here. And as regards cutting back tourism, I would not be in favour of that.
And what about a one-way system? Would that work?
A one-way system, they're all about it at the moment. A one-way system going from Ballylacken down into Fionnuala, back into Valley Vaughan. It's worth to go. Give it a try. I think it's working down in Kerry, in the Ring of Kerry. Give it a try. But that makes no difference to me, because the one-way system doesn't affect my road. That's only happened after Doolin, going off into Fionnuala and back into Valley of Vaughan.
Okay.
Every bus that comes out of the Cliffs here is passing my gate.
So you think that even though it wouldn't necessarily be of benefit to you, but in the wider issue, you think the one-way system might be an option?
Oh God, I would. Yeah, I'd be all for it. Give it a go and see what happens. I think it seems to be a success down in the Ring of Kerry, anyway, for sure. Because I've been talking to farmers down there through the IFA. They seem to say that you have buses, mostly buses going in the one way. Which if the problem is when the buses are meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Pat, thanks for joining us on the show. That's Pat Sweeney there in County Clare. Not too far up the road, of course, the Burren, familiar with many of our listeners as well. Michael Davrin from Burren IFA is on the line. Michael, what's the story in your area, so, with traffic management?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Now, I suppose the first thing to say is the people of the Burren are at their wit's end. With all that's gone on, and in the best traditions of the Burn, we're gone back to the old proverb: "It's better to light a candle than curse the dark." And a group of people have come together called an Arts Clare Community Group, headed by Thomas Barrett, a wonderful man. It's gone on for the last 2 years, and its ground up approach is not for profit. And we're meeting with Clare County Council quarterly to try and deal with the here and now, what Pat Sweeney's just been talking about, the issues. And it was from that group the initiative came for the one-way system. There are also ambassadors hired by Clare County Council, or traffic wardens, for want of a better word, to help direct the traffic on the one-way system. And that seems to be working. Now,
so the one-way system, sorry, that's already in place, Michael, is it?
Yes, just this year. Now, there were 20 years talking about it. But it's
so it is in place and it's working, is it?
Well, we'll see. It's only working for 2 weeks, so let's give it a chance and see how it'll work for the summer. But there is another big issue to a lesser extent, but equally problematic for the centre of the burn. And that's where Google Maps are sending traffic up by roads, which might be the shortest way from one place to another. For instance, if you come off the motorway into Gort, it will send you cross country through by roads, which have become rat runs and are a nightmare. Some of those roads would be 12 foot wide, and they're not even fit for the width of the tractors that we drive nowadays. And to meet a car with hired cars, tourists who can't reverse, maybe that you have a traffic jam with two cars, if you know what I mean. And that's not good for either the farmer involved or the local involved, nor for the tourists, because nobody enjoys that kind
of... So what's the solution then, Michael, to all of this?
Well, because the solution that we have come up with, and the idea of the North Clare Community Group, is to come up with proposals working with the senior management of Clare County Council. We want Google Maps signs erected inviting the tourists not to use Google Maps in the burn, because it is only leading
too many rural roads.
We want Clare County Council to put up more important maps, signage, so that people are directed onto the main
Fair
routes,
enough.
The arteries that are capable of handling the traffic. But I suppose the elephant in the road, there are the here and nows, which are very important and have to be dealt with, and we meet quarterly with the council, and we're working well with them at the moment, and hopefully that will
Okay,
continue.
Let me bring in Joe. Just briefly, if you want to mention that, because I just want to bring in a few other people as well.
Just what I want to say is, what a wonderful win last Sunday in Croke Park with 83,000
people, et cetera.
And just before I go from that, because this is leading to something, we could have filled 100,000 into Croke Park, but there's a reason we haven't a stadium for 100,000. And the reason is this: the square mile around Croke Park can only handle 83,000 people. That's the maximum people that can travel safely in the infrastructure that's there. The same is true of the burn. The infrastructure that's there.
Right, can't cope. Yeah, now, okay, fair enough. But I take your point, Michael, around the problem is with narrow roads and too many buses. I have to be honest, though, a lot of the listeners think, what are you complaining about? It's not a bad thing, is it? Joe Garrahy is a Fine Gael councillor in the area. Joe is with us on the line today. Can the local authority in Fáilte, Ireland, Joe, not pump more money in to upgrade the road network there?
Absolutely, Andrea, and thank you for having me on. I think all our listeners will be glad to hear this. We're not just all celebrating, and everything isn't all rosy in the County of Clare, even after the extraordinary weekend. So we have a couple of... Look, the issues here, as you rightly indicated, I would agree with absolutely everything that Pat and Michael has said. I was involved initially when I became elected in 2019 at the formation of the North Clare Communities Group, which is a ground-up approach to this. I think part of the issue... We're managing success. You're 100% correct in that. So the question is, how do we manage this success? We're situated in a UNESCO-recognised area of natural beauty and designation.
How are you going to manage that success, though, Joe? Sorry, I'm just tight in time. So how are you going to manage it?
Yeah, well, look, we have to focus on all of the issues that the guys outlined there and work with common sense local solutions informed by local knowledge. And that's about management of where the traffic travels. Some of the roads the traffic, including large buses, are travelling at the moment were only designed and initially built for donkey and carts. So the question is to bring this North Clare integrated strategy that thankfully we have managed to get a commitment on working with Fáilte, Ireland and Clare County Council and identify all those routes, look where the investment is required. And as Pat Sweeney said there at the beginning, the Cliffs of Moher and the Burn are used internationally for Ireland, and that's what we want. We want to encourage that, and
you don't want it to be farmers and locals versus the tourists. You need to find a way that you can all sort of manoeuvre around the roads together. But so the one-way system is in place, will Michael get his new signs, you know, telling people not to follow Google Maps?
Yes, some of them are up at the moment. We're looking at those easy early wins. Some simple things like putting arrows on the road to indicate for drivers who come from the continent in other ways that you drive on the left. Those are being done at the moment, and some are done and others are being upgraded. This is really about focus, Andrea, and about Fáilte, Ireland, Clare County Council and Tourism Ireland looking at the local area rather than just saying we're going to market beautiful places like Doolin, the Cliffs of Moher and the Burn. Market them from afar and not worry about what happens in the infrastructure around them. We're just using them to bring people into the country. But you could kill the goose that lays the golden egg if you don't manage.
You don't want to complain too much about the cliffs of Moher.
It's about maximising the benefit.
Yeah, I understand that. I get that for farmers and locals as well. James is on the line. James, you're in West Cork. You wanted to make a point about the Wild Atlantic Way too. It's not just in Clare there's problems.
I travel regularly, Andrea, and camper vans have to pull into me. Buses, if there are some buses on it, they have to pull into me. There's just no space. The pipelines have virtually disappeared off the road. They're not being maintained. The signs are poor. Some of them twisted a little bit or covered in bushes. And what I don't understand is there's apparently $1 million a day being spent on walkways and cycleways. And the only thing I'm not seeing on walkways and cycleways is walkers or cyclers. So it's a very misguided policy where that they're attacking this. Like the ring and carry is chock-a-block, except they go all the one way. Without the doodling, there is no space. Like, I mean, what that man was saying, like, the people are actually trying to make space themselves. Mm. It's ridiculous. And the roads around me, I live in the country. They're terrible. There's potholes you could put a car into. Or there's potholes in the potholes.
So you think the Fáilte Ireland as well, is that your point, James?
Oh, no.
The councils need to put more money into upgrading roads.
Who controls the budget? But what I see is that there's a commitment to those walkways and cycleways. I'm not saying they shouldn't be there, but you should get priorities. And most of them are not being used, even in Dublin. I see them in Dublin, they don't even use them. I can't understand that, like, because obviously they've been told there isn't funding for this or there isn't funding for that. Yet for something like small towns, streets closed off, made one way, huge money being spent on that, huge money. So, you know, it's coming out of the one pot. It's all coming out of the one pot. It just doesn't seem accurate.
Yeah, no, it's fair point. Caroline has got in touch as well. Joe, I don't know if you're still there, but Caroline makes the point. She says, just regarding the Cliffs of Moher, it's the epitome of the wrong kind of tourism. They get bussed in. They claim to have seen an entire county in a small amount of time. Should they barely get off the bus? The cliffs have been there forever. If people want to visit it, it should be respectful visiting and to invest and spend time in the local community and area. Caroline's point.
That 100% along what we have been saying too. There is a Cliffs of Moher 2040 strategy that has been getting developed over the last number of years, and the exact point that Caroline is there is the point that the whole host community have been making to that strategy. You cannot look at the Cliffs of Moher in complete isolation and pretend it's just exists in the absence of looking at the host community benefit and the quality of the experience that people have when they get there. And that is involves investment in the roads, as my friend from West Cork, apologies for the result at the weekend, I must say to him there. But we have to look at, if we're going to be bringing million, Cliffs of Moher is the, and we're really delighted to have the second most visited attraction in Ireland, with up to 1.6 million people coming there. If we're going to keep having that as a star, a jewel in the crown, we need to invest in the infrastructure around it. And if that should indicate that the roads require the investment that gentleman said that me and my colleagues have been pushing for.
Okay.
But it needs a national recognition from Fáilte Ireland and from government and from Eamon Ryan and the NPA.
Yeah, okay. Is it 10 euro per person to view the cliffs, Joe? Is that what the council charge?
In the car that comes in, yeah. And you have a situation now where a real opportunity exists with this Cliffs of Moher 2040 strategy. Clare County Council is the owner of the largest portfolio of visitor attractions in Ireland now. That brings a responsibility and an opportunity with it that you can actually control and have those quality experiences that Caroline, I think, mentioned there that you want to have.
Okay.
Maybe you do have to look at numbers. Maybe you divert and make sure that the experiences in local towns like Listenvarna, Kilfenora are enhanced, that you bring the benefit and the experience to them with the likes of
it's not just one particular area.
Well, not just one
many listeners making that point. All right, the Clare County Council are charging people £10 per person to view the cliffs of Moher. Is there not a free public right of way to view the cliffs that's been there for centuries? Asks this texter. The council could also green bank the massive car park up at the cliffs because it's a glorious eyesore. Mike makes the point. What about the farmers with extra wide machinery? Sure, they've no advance warning about a wide load. Very dangerous, I think, in my own opinion. And this texter says, this all reminds me of people who build houses beside airports and then very simply complain about all of the noise.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.